Well, Dom, would it be fair to say, looking at the pairings for looking at the runner, shall we say, for the Ulster Senior Championship, it's probably one of the most open Ulster club championships we've seen in a few years.
100% correct, Tom. I would definitely agree. This is one of the most open. The 8 teams that are left standing at the minute would all feel that if they can get over this first hurdle on Sunday, or in some case on Saturday night, that they have a massive opportunity of writing their names into history, because bar Cross McGlen, there is no other team left there that has won the Ulster before. You have the likes of Derrigonley, you have Trillick, you have Mahra Felt, you have Clontibret. All of these teams have maybe won championships before, but have never really cut it on the Ulster stage. So everybody that's left there will feel that this is a wonderful opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it's a wide open competition. And not to say, saying that it's wide open doesn't mean that the standard is not of the highest quality. I think there are 8 quality teams left there. In fact, the team that's gone out, Cargan, would have fancied their chances as well, but they were knocked out by Derrigonley. So, no, everybody's looking forward to this one, I think, because it's fairly unpredictable. It's, at this stage, Tom, very hard to call a winner.
And tell me, we'll start actually with Derrigonley. You mentioned them there. They have a game under their belt. They're taking on Trillick in a local derby clash. How do you see it?
Yeah, Trillick St McCartan's. We would refer to them here in Fermanagh, Tom, as the St Michael's College past pupils team, because out of the 15 team, out of the 15 players, Tom, that's playing for Trillick on Sunday, there's 14 of them. Sorry, 13 of them have went through St Michael's College, because Trillick is on the border there with Fermanagh. And when I say have went through St Michael's College, they'd have went through along with the Derrigonley players. So it's very much a local derby. They know each other inside out. And it's a fascinating kind of a contest, this, because even though Trillick and the Tyrone champions go in to play the Fermanagh champions, you'd always back Tyrone. But in this case, it's more open. I think Derrigonley are a seasoned outfit. They've already completed the 5 in a row. They've just completed the league and championship double. So they're a very experienced side, and have had their sights on Ulster now for a few years. They missed out on an Ulster final 2 years ago, lost to Cavan Gaels in a replay in the semi-final. Well beat by Scotstown last year, but I know that they're looking at this year as an opportunity. Home advantage, they've already beaten Cargan, went up to Corrigan Park in Antrim, beat Cargan, a well-fancied Cargan team, and they'll have no fears of Trillick at all, Tom.
Tell me, who are the key people here, the key personnel? Obviously, you have Matty and Richie
Donnelly. Well, with Derrigonley, you're talking the three Joneses, the three brothers, Ryan Jones at midfield, Connell at centre-half forward, and Garvin at full forward. They've been massive players for Derrigonley in this year's championship. Then your former county player, Michael Jones, one of the best defenders still in Fermanagh. Tiernan Daly is also a key player for them at full-back, county player, and Eamon McHugh has been a standout for them as well. What's on Trillick then, you have all past pupils of St Michael's, Richie and Matty Donnelly. Everybody knows the two lads, the two Donnelly boys. Liam, their father, is in as assistant manager to Nigel Seaney, who himself is a Fermanagh man. Nigel is from Irvinestown. And then you have the two Brennans, Rory and Lee. And I suppose, Tom, the thing you would say, if you're going to face Trillick, you'll be saying you have to keep those four lads quiet, and that's what Derrigonley will be targeting. They'll be targeting cutting the supply out to Matty Donnelly at full forward. He's playing good stuff. There's a couple of lads up there as well, the Gray brothers, Liam Gray and Ryan Gray, young James Gardy, but I still feel that Trillick need the Donnellys playing well for the team to play well, and that's what Derrigonley will be focusing on, stopping those key players. So, I suppose Derrigonley are a physical team. They have a lot of players who can cancel out the threat on the opposition, which they did very well in the preliminary round match against Cargan. But I just feel, Tom, that the greater scoring threat that Trillick present in the likes of Dara Gallagher, Lee Brennan, Ryan Gray and Matty Donnelly, I think their greater scoring threat will edge it for them, because Derrigonley are without Paul Ward, who is their best player in the forward line for the last number of years. He's been injured all season. He's out. I think that could come back to haunt them on Sunday. So I'm tipping Trillick to win, Tom, but very gnarly.
Yeah, and moving on, we leave Niamh Connell and Castlerahan until last. And the next one is Kilcou and Mahara Felt. Kilcou have been probably the nearly team. Mahara Felt winning a first championship in over 20 years with Mickey Moran and Conlon Gilligan at the helm.
Yes, it's a clash there with Mickey Moran and Conlon Gilligan, two proud Derry men going in now to try to take out a Derry club. But I'd say Mickey would be particularly happy that Mahara Felt beat Glen in the final, because Glen is Mickey's home club and it would have been difficult for him going into an Ulster club match against his home club. So I would say that Kilcou's greater experience in this one, Tom, they've made no secret of the fact that they've been disappointed. They've won 7 Down Championships in the last 8 or 9 years, but it didn't cut it in Ulster. They were beat by Cross McGlenn in the final once or twice, maybe. They've underperformed on the Ulster stage, and I think the reason Mickey Moran was brought in was not to win a Down Championship, but was to win an Ulster club. He negotiated his way through the Down Championship, had a scare or two along the way against Clonduff in the semi-final and Burren in the quarter-final, had it easy enough in the final at the end of the day. But they'll come up against a Mahara Felt team who would be just new to the scene, won their first championship in maybe 25, 30 years. So I don't think Mahara Felt are going to have the experience, maybe not even the hunger either, to challenge for Ulster, because their goal from the outset was to win the Derry Championship. Kilcou's goal from the outset was to win the Ulster Club Championship. So, and I think Kilcou are lucky enough as well. I feel that Slochneil would have been maybe one of the most dangerous opposition coming out of Derry. Slochneil were caught off guard in the semi-final. That was Mickey Moran's old club. He won 2 or 3 Ulsters with them and took them to 2 All-Ireland finals. So Mickey will be glad that it's not Slochneil. He'll be glad it's not Glenn. I think Kilcou will be getting through this one on Sunday quite comfortably. So Kilcou to beat Mahara Felt.
And of course, Cross McGlenn Rangers and Clontibret get the action underway this evening in the Athletic Grounds. Cross McGlenn, new look side back in the winner's enclosure in Armagh.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that match tonight now. Cross McGlenn have made no secret of the fact that winning Armagh Championships is not what they're about. They're about winning Ulster, and last year they would have been hugely disappointed. And probably, I would say by Cross standards, Tom, they were embarrassed by their performance in the semi-final last year against Guidoer. I was at that game in Oman. Guidoer ran through them. I think they scored 5 goals that day. Young Darragh Boyle scored 3 of them. So Cross would have been embarrassed and humiliated with that performance that day. So they've been champing at the bit to get back here. They have home advantage against Clontibret, who surprised Scotstown. Some people say they surprised them, but Clontibret themselves, with the likes of Conor McManus, Vinnie Corey, Desi Moan, Conor Boyle, all season county men, they themselves fancied taking out Scotstown this year. And Clontibret have a decent record in Ulster as well. They got to a semi-final there in 2014. Away back in 2007, 2008, they had good runs in Ulster. They will absolutely have no fears. And then they've John McEntee managing Clontibret, who knows Cross McGlenn inside out because he's won Ulsters and All-Ireland. So that's a big factor there as well. People are tipping Cross. I'm going to go against the grain here, Tom. I'm going to tip a shock in this one. I feel that Clontibret they have the shackles off now, they've beaten Scotstown, they'll have no fears of going in to play Cross McGlenn. I think all the pressure is on Cross McGlenn. I don't think Cross McGlenn are the team that they were 4, 5, 6 years ago. So I'm going for Clontibret to upset Cross McGlenn this evening.
And moving on, Niamh Connell, I know you were in Ballybuffet on Wednesday night against Castlerahan. Tell us a little bit about Castlerahan.
Well, Castlerahan, Tom, you have to admire them. Prior to winning their first championship last year, they lost about 3 or 4 finals in the previous 5 or 6 years. So you have to say there's tremendous resilience in that group, tremendous resolve, tremendous character in the team. You know, when it would have been easy to have stepped away when they lost 3 or 4 finals, they kept plugging away. They came back and won a championship, deservedly so, last year. And they backed it up this year. They showed that they weren't a one-season wonder, which is a great sign of a team. They came back and won the championship, beat Rammer in a very entertaining Cavan final this year. So they're there in merit. They've had a wonderful opportunity to have had a look at the Glentys, because they'd have watched them now in the last 2 weeks, saw the three games, and that, you would have to say, is to Castlerahan's advantage. But I'm tipping the Glentys. I went up to watch their game on Wednesday night. I was keen to see the respective structures of both teams. Both teams played very defensive. But what impressed me about Glentys, I felt they had more energy, maybe a more, you know, a younger, fresher side, probably that bit hungrier.
Yeah, well, they had lost two finals.
They had lost two finals. A wee bit like Castlerahan. You have to admire them as well. It would have been easy to step away and maybe don't put the shoulder to the wheel the way they did this year. So that is to be admired in them. And I fancy Glentys to get through. I know people are talking about tired and three matches inside of 10 days or whatever it is, or 14 days.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think that's going to be a huge factor. The energy that they've got from winning that title, the pressure is off them totally. And I think you'll see a fresh and an energetic team with their management well-versed in all the phases of recovery that you go through. They'll have done nothing from Wednesday night. They'll have had a party on Wednesday night. But they'll have got back to book again, because they know the standards expected of the Donegal clubs when they go into Ulster. And Guido set the standard last year with a wonderful Ulster club title success. So they'll be looking to nail it on Sunday, and I'm tipping the Glentys to get through against Castlerahan.